जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, ईशोर नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, ईशोर नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, जमुना तेरा वन चरी, जमुना तेरा वन चरी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, विष्णु पार परमहंस परिव्राज गचारे स्तोत्र सर श्री श्रीमद्वैंग्रेस इसी भक्ति विदांत स्वामी शील प्रभुपाद की जय, अनंत गौरी वैष्णव वृंद की जय, ग्रंथराज श्रीमद्भागवतम की जय, निताय गौर प्रेमानंद ऑल ग्लोरी टू द असेंबली डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरी श्री गुरु श्री गौरंग। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, सो रीडिंग श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 9 मदर यशोदा बाइंड्स लॉर्ड कृष्णा टेक्स्ट 20। नेमं विरिंचो न भवो, न श्रीरप्यंग संश्रया, प्रसादं लेभिरे गोपी, यत्तत् प्राप विमुक्तदा, नेमं विरिंचो न भवो, Na srira piyanga sangshaya prasadam libhire gopi yatat prapa vimoktida nemang virinchana bhava na srira piyanga sangshaya prasadam libhire gopi yatat prapa vimuktida nemang virinchana bhava na srira piyanga sangshaya sadam libhire gopi yatat prapa vimoktida nimam virinchana bhava na srira piyanga sangshaya sadam libhire gopi yatat prapa vimoktida nimam virinchana bhava na srira piyanga sangshaya sadam libhire gopi yatat prapa vimoktida. Ladies, nimam virinchana bhava srira piyanga sangshaya sadam libhire gopi yatat prapa vimoktida sadam libhire gopi yatat prapa vimoktida na nat imam this exalted position Virincha, Lord Brahma, na, nor, bhava, Lord Shiva, na, nor, Shri, the goddess of fortune, api, indeed, anga sangshrayam, although she is always the better half of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, prasadam, mercy, lebhire, obtain, gopi, Mother Yashoda, yattat, as that which prapa obtained vimuktidat from Krishna, who gives deliverance from this material world. Translation and purport by Zivanga Srila Prabhupada. Neither Lord Brahma nor Lord Shiva, nor even the goddess of fortune, who is always the better half of the Supreme Lord, can obtain from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the deliverer from this material world, such mercy as received by Mother Yashoda. Purport. This is a comparative study between Mother Yashoda and other devotees of the Lord. As stated in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila 5.142, Ekale Ishvara Krishna Arasava Britya. The only Supreme Master is Krishna, and all others are His servants. Krishna has the transcendental quality of Britya Vasyata, becoming subordinate to His Britya or servant. Now, although everyone is Britya, and although Krishna has the quality of becoming subordinate to His Britya, the position of Mother Yashoda is the greatest. Lord Brahma is Britya, a servant of Krishna, and He is Adi Kavi, the original creator of this universe. Tene Brahma Hridaya Adi Kavi. Nonetheless, even He could not obtain such mercy as Mother Yashoda. As for Lord Shiva, He is the topmost Vaishnava. Vaishnavanam yatha shambhu. What to speak of Brahma and Lord Shiva, the goddess of fortune Lakshmi, is the Lord's constant companion in service, since she always associates with His body. But even she could not get such mercy. Therefore, Maharaj Parikshit was surprised, thinking, what did Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj do in their previous lives by which they got such a great opportunity, the opportunity to be the affectionate father and mother of Krishna? In this verse, there are three negative pronouncements. Na, na, na. When anything is uttered three times, do it, do it, do it, one should understand that this is meant to indicate great stress on a fact. In this verse, we find na le bhire, na le bhire, na le bhire. Yet, Mother Yashoda is in the supermost exalted position. And thus Krishna has become completely subordinate to her. The word vimuktidat is also significant. There are different types of liberation, such as sarupya, salokya, sayujya, salokya, sarupya, sarasti, and samipya. But vimukti means special mukti. When after liberation one is situated on the platform of prema bhakti, one is said to have achieved vimukti. Special mukti. Therefore, the word na is not mentioned. Therefore, the word na is mentioned. That exalted platform of prema is described by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as prema pumarato mahan. And Mother Yashoda naturally acts in such an exalted position in loving affairs. She is therefore a Nitya Siddha devotee, an expansion of Krishna's Hladini potency, His potency to enjoy transcendental bliss through expansions, who are special devotees, Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Pratibhavitabhi. Such devotees are not sadhana siddha. Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalake Chakshurun Militam Jena तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। Neither Lord Brahma nor Lord Shiva, nor even the goddess of fortune, who is always the better half of the Supreme Lord, can obtain from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the deliverer from this material world, such mercy as received by Mother Yashoda. So this is referring to Mother Yashoda being blessed by Krishna that she can bind him. So you may have heard many times while reading the chapter that the rope was two fingers short. So it's explained that one is the effort that we make, but two, the Lord's mercy must be there. In other words, it's not by our ability alone. I'm no Christian scholar, but they tend to say it's not by works, but by grace. But I think that needs to be qualified because they take it cheaply. Believe and you'll be saved. In other words, they negate some things that you have to do. So, yes, mercy is there, always. And it's important for us, although there is some comparative description here, but it's important for us to know that the Lord is merciful to all living beings. He says in Bhagavad Gita, Samohang Sarva Bhuteshu. Sama means equal. He says, I am equal to all. Name Dveshu. I don't envy anyone. But Ye Bhajanti Tumang Bhaktya. The one who renders service, one who becomes my devotee, they are special. Srila Prabhupada gave an example. That is not partiality. A man may like children. When Christmas comes, he's giving out gifts to children everywhere. But his own children at home, they're dependent upon him. So naturally, he reciprocates in a different way, providing for them, and so on. So Krishna is Bhuta Brit. He maintains all living entities. That's his position. But for a lot of the living entities, they don't acknowledge who is their maintainer. And that's what makes devotees different from other living beings. Srila Prabhupada says, living entities in their purified state are called devotees. So, becoming a devotee means to see mercy in all different aspects of existence. Even the simple daily in life, for people to be, to have gratitude that this air that is keeping me alive, the water I drink, the food I eat, someone is supplying. In fact, it is said, that's human. That's the difference between animal and human. The animals, they ahara, nidra, bhaya, maitun. They eat, they sleep, they take care of their bodies. Eating, sleeping, mating, and defending is there. And human beings do it also. Samanyam etat. Pashubhi naranam. Sama. Human beings do it, animals do it. It's common. But the one thing that makes the difference, dharmo hitesham adhiko vishesh. Dharma means that which sustains our existence. So who is sustaining our existence? And if we recognize that, then we are supposed to reciprocate. That's called responsibility, the ability to respond. You're utilizing electricity, you have to pay bill. You utilize water, you pay bill. They might say talk is cheap, but not on cell phone. You use your phone, you have to pay. So you have to respond. So if a human being doesn't become awakened to that state of who is supplying and what is my obligation, that's just ungrateful. That's what it means, to not have gratitude. They say those who are not grateful are great fools. Why? Because Ishavasyam idam sarvam yat kincha jagatyam jagatat. Everything in the universe is owned and controlled by Him. And the perfection of existence is to understand things in their relation to Him. Means I understand myself in relation to my source. And everything that is within my possession, I understand it in relation to my source. Srila Prabhupada said, Gyan means to know what is matter and what is spirit. Vigyan means to know the origin of both. So if Krishna is saying, Mama Ivangsha Jiva Loke, all the souls belong to me. And if he says, earth, water, fire, air, ether, all these elements belong to me, then our body, soul, everything belongs to Krishna. And it is only when we understand aham sarvasya prabhavo, that Krishna is the source of everything, it is only then our activities won't produce reaction. So Krishna says that when we know that, then buddha bhava samanvitaha. Persons who know that, they're wise. And people who don't know that, they're otherwise. They're not Buddha. They're mudha maybe. Could be naradhama, maya paharita gyan, asur bhava. They may be anything, but not Buddha. Buddha means vasudeva sarvamiti. The Krishna is everything. So to have the ability to see everything in existence, and that's important for us. Maybe you will hear very nice descriptions of the pastimes of our mother Yashoda and the details of that. But for myself, I guess, seeing Krishna's mercy has a lot to do with my realization of things in a material world. As a matter of fact, the lowest level of God realization, Brahman realization, Anabrahman, seeing God as food, somebody who maintained my existence, I have some realization that Krishna, He's God, it must be. I retired when I was 17. I never received a paycheck in my life. And as you know, as usual, Hare Krishnas don't starve. They don't go hungry. Right? In other words, Krishna, to know or to see that Krishna is our only maintainer, is an important thing. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, the pastime of Narada and Mrigari, cruel hunter Mrigari, he had some change of heart in the presence of Narada. He became remorseful and he regretted his sinful activities because he realized for every animal or every bit of pain he gave to these animals, he would have to suffer. So he wanted to stop. So he asked Narada what to do. So Narada said, first, break your bow. He said, but how would I live? He's a hunter. That's his tool. So Narada said, don't worry, that I'll take care of. So he had that much faith. He broke his bow and Narada instructed him about chanting the holy names of the Lord. So of course he didn't starve, because when people heard that this hunter had become a devotee, when they would come to see him, they brought so much that he had too much. He couldn't consume all. So Srila Prabhupada said in the purport, the source of your income is not the source of your maintenance. That's just your choice. You could do this job, you could do that job, you could have three jobs, you could make a lot of money, but you won't enjoy one shred of pleasure more than you're destined to. You won't. Your car would take so much, your doctor would take so much, who knows where it will go, but you won't enjoy more than what you're destined to. Prahlad says, Sukham aindriyakam daitya deha yogina deinam sarvatra labhyate daiva dukham aptamayatnataha. Just as your suffering comes without you looking for it. Nobody goes looking for loss and business and headache and, you know, problems. It comes. Well, if we simply perform our prescribed duty and we understand that Krishna is the maintainer, then Krishna will take care. So tasyaiva hetu prayatita kovida, those who are intelligent, they shouldn't just be endeavoring for the same thing that the animals, they shouldn't endeavor for even going to heavenly planets and so on. They should simply endeavor for the ultimate. Therefore, Lord Rishabhadev speaking to his sons, he says that Nayam Dehu Deha Bhajam Riloki Kashtan Kaman Arhati Vidbhujamye, that of all the souls that have received material bodies, the ones that have a human form, they should not labor hard day and night, just like the Vidbhujas, the animals. They shouldn't do that. Instead, tapo divyam, we should be bold and brave to perform divine austerity for shuddhid, for the purpose of cleansing the consciousness. And that will bring brahma sukha to anantam, spiritual happiness that is unending. That's the result of being convinced or having the association of devotees that will be willing to take divine austerity. What is the chanting of our rounds? Or Srila Prabhupada said we should mold our life in such a way that we can think of Krishna 24 hours a day. Molding our life may mean where you live. All obeisances to those who live all around this community here. You're fortunate. Because I go to places and you have three or four people and there's nothing too great and inspiring. So if someone is somewhere out in the woods then you know you'll know that yes, you know, we have great mercy available, and it's just we have to be in the state to take it. We should have that gratitude that it's Kali Yuga. It's not like billions of people on the planet and they all have the good fortune of taking darshan, beholding. So if we have received the bhakti lata bija, the seed of devotion, if we know that Krishna is God and I am his servant, then we might as well take advantage of the opportunity. Make the best. Make the best of this valuable life. So we should be willing to see in everything in life, we should have that gratitude. Because if we don't have that faith that Krishna is the maintainer, then we could be guilty of karta ahamiti manyati. I am the doer. I have to do this. I have to do that. And Srila Prabhupada said, my father used to say, we are no poor man's children. God has 10 hands. If he wants to give you with his 10 hands, how much you could take with your 2 hands? But if he wants to take away from you with his 10 hands, what can you hold back with your 2 hands? So the idea is that Krishna has everything. And he's our dearmost friend. It's not like he's some stranger or anything. He can provide for us. Srila Prabhupada says, one of those purporting chapter shloki, for one who is engaged in purifying his heart, he need not worry about his maintenance. For Krishna takes care of that. This is the essence of Bhagavad Gita. In other words, Sharanagati means to understand that, yes, Krishna is our maintainer. Krishna is our protector. Sometimes we go through difficulty as devotees in life. Sometimes it's very painful. But that's what Bhagavat is about. Bhagavat gives us many examples of how devotees, they see the Lord's mercy. Like Narad, while Mataji was reading about the Gandharvas, they could sing very nicely for long. It reminded me of Upabarhan. He was Gandharva, and the Devatas, they had some program, and they asked him to sing, and like he got the thing wrong. He sang the wrong thing, and they cursed him. Take birth as a Shudra on the earth. So he was telling Vyas about his personal experience of bhakti, the power of bhakti. So he described the association of the bhakti Vedantas, the great souls. Then, you know, Vyas asked him, so after they left, what did you do? So then he said about how he just lived with his mother. That was all he had. He didn't even know who his father was. He said one night his mother went out to milk a cow. She was bitten on the leg by a snake and she died. But his response is important. Narad said, I took this as the special mercy of the Lord who desires the best for his devotees. And so thinking, I headed for the north, meaning the Himalayan regions. So Srila Prabhupada, he said in the purport, the confidential devotees of the Lord, they see in every step the Lord's benediction. Whatever happened, they see the Lord's hand in everything. Srila Prabhupada says, material prosperity is a type of fever, and the Lord makes all kinds of arrangement to reduce this fever. But mundane people misunderstand this. So the whole world has some fever now, right? But they wish they could increase the temperature more. The fever is high. So much prosperity. I don't see, you know, so much wealth, but because people don't know that the goal of life is self-realization, then, you know, well, if you live in America, you know, while sometimes I drive through, or, you know, while going through some areas, I see, oh, what good fortune, pious people, such nice situation. But the thing is that without Krishna consciousness becoming attached to these situations is dangerous. It's a dangerous thing. So, but anyway, the idea is that to see mercy, seeing the Lord's mercy. When we live in these conditions, we should know that it's not conducive. Srila Kirti Prabhu, he said it, Prabhupada said, the West is for two things: sense gratification and preaching. So we have to make up our minds. What are we here for? Are we here to benefit conditioned souls or what are we here for? Well, we might as well. That we should know that our goal, we shouldn't lose sight of that goal. So Srimad Bhagavatam gives many descriptions. The Pandavas, they were the Lord's personal devotees. He was on the planet, and they had to go through so much hell. As a matter of fact, Yudhisthira, he felt embarrassed. He said, well, I am the Lord's surrendered servant, and just see what we are going through. This looks like bad preaching, because people won't want to become devotees. They'll see that, oh, they're devotees, and, you know, look what is happening to them. But the point is that the Pandavas, they never gave up. Krishna says, my devotees, they'll never perish. This is the glorious thing, that they went through great difficulty, but they never gave up. Well, that is Radharani's prayer also. Well, it doesn't matter. Mahaprabhu said, you know, whether you trample me, you make me brokenhearted by not being, whatever you do, but you're my worshipful Lord unconditionally. So in life, we definitely, you know, even devotees, we go through so much. But to still see, well, look, at least for myself, I would see that, you know, this is Krishna's mercy on me. If my body is healthy and strong, my memory is like a dog. You know, it's like a dog. You say, hoot, dog goes away, but next moment he's back again. Bad memory. So for myself, you know, it's like you go through so much in life, and but then we forget. But if you're going through some intense pain, then you become a little humble. Maybe you don't have any alternative but to turn to Krishna. Well, but that's not a bad lesson. Kunti Devi, she said, Vipadaksan tutakshasvat tatra tatra jagat guru bhavato darshanam yatsyad apunar bhava darshanam. My Lord, let these calamities come again and again, because we'll turn to you, we'll take shelter of you. And by seeing you, remembering you, we'll no longer, we won't see repeated birth and death. So to recognize Krishna's mercy in our own life, even when difficulty comes, that's his mercy on us. Because we're such, at least I can speak for myself, maybe you could remember in the past when you were not so advanced and you were trying to become free from anartas, what, you know, how much struggle You know, sometimes, like, you go to a japa seminar, or you hear some class about japa, and yes, you think this is amazing, this is really good. And you practice for maybe a week, 2 weeks, and you preach about it too. And for myself, I realize after that, then I'm back in my comfort zone again. The distractive and the inattentive japa, all of that. So, to recognize that despite all my conditioning, all my bad habits, whatever, that Krishna is still giving me an opportunity to somehow be engaged in his service. That's nothing but mercy. Had it depend on my poor ability, lack of endeavor and everything else, I'd be, you know, so condemned. But Krishna is so merciful that he still keeps us in a situation. We have the company of devotees. We have opportunity. So counting our blessings is very important. I'm really sorry I kind of exhausted my time. I didn't leave time for any questions, but I'll conclude here. Anyone have anything in particular? Any question or anything quickly I can do? Yes, Mataji.
So what does it mean exactly for one to perish if Krishna's devotees go through all these calamities and stuff like that, but then his devotees never perish? So what does that mean exactly for one to perish? Is that continuing the cycle of birth and death?
Or? Yeah, it means that his devotees, materially, externally, they may go through some problems, but their devotion, whatever they do in his service, Krishna says on this part, there's no loss or diminution. So Krishna may teach us some lessons on the bodily platform, give us some pain so we don't indulge in things that cause us further suffering. But in terms of our devotion, that is protected and we get the opportunity to continue again. So he protects our devotion. But the point is that a devotee, he sees even whatever misery, whatever problems he's undergoing, he's seeing that Krishna is giving me this because it is good for me. Because sometimes it may be exhausting my reaction. But sometimes in order to teach us a lesson, we need to go through some suffering in order to not indulge again. Sometimes by ourselves we can give up some vices. I know one example of a devotee. He couldn't give up drugs. He was just so addicted. But then he had some serious lung problem. He ended up in hospital for a long period of time. When he recovered from that, then he came to me with tears in his eyes and he said, Krishna was so merciful. Despite all my efforts, I couldn't give it up. But when I was in the hospital, I was forced. You know, so sometimes Krishna may put us through some great difficulty, but there is always a lesson to learn from it. So all that is his mercy when we go through some difficulty also. He's all good. We should be, at least we should have that much theoretically in mind. Krishna is all good. Whatever he does for me, it is for my benefit. The only problem is sometimes when things come my way, I tend to point the finger at the instruments of my karma or whatever it may be, trying to prove that I am right. So it says in the Bhagavatam, he who blames the wrongdoer is as guilty as the wrongdoer because he has missed the point, the lesson that Krishna wants me to learn a lesson. So that, you know, that's the type of approach we should have. That Krishna is all good. And he, whatever he does, it's good for us. We just have to learn that lesson. Yes, Prabhu? Devotion.
Yes. But the avidya that causes the karmis of suffering, that is just to be understood through this five layer of ignorance. But aparad for us, not us, for me, I should say, because I don't know the English. Aparad for me, because daksha comes from, he gives even example, daksha comes from manasa mind of Brahma. So he should not take a goat body and suffer with all these things because of aparad. Then he gives an example, Indra, he is not supposed to suffer ever. But his guru comes, he didn't want to respect and welcome him, so he disrespect. Durvasa, Vishwamitra, they give blessing, he doesn't want to respect, so they suffer. So for me, as far as Vishnu Sukhati Thakur says, the devotee suffered because of this offense. Even though what you say, Nahavikrama Naswasti Pattavayana Vittate, that is correct, but in Chaitanya Chaitanya, the Prabhupada put in a passport. Even bhakti can be destroyed or halt because of the offense. So this is the number one focus. Like holy name is the most merciful, yes. Aparad is also most dangerous. Almost the same, equal. So like that.
Thank you very much. Okay, we'll conclude here. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.